beat it to death for her. She met me up in the parking lot. But I hadn't even seen her all these years. I hadn't seen her since I worked with her about 45 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was odd that she should call me for that, but she did. And I got pushing and he did the job for him. She met me a short time after he finished the job. Met me up in the class and told me how nice he did the work. And I said, well, I told her that. I said, he's a good man. He's probably the best plumber in Geneva. He might be a little slow. And he's also a high price probably, but maybe not, because he's not a union. He's a union man, but he doesn't carry union scale because he works for the loan. So that worked out pretty good.
Is that Lucy?
Yeah. I'm being interviewed, that's why.
She called me one day. She says, this is Lucy Maravito. She says, I'm an old friend of your husband's.
Oh, right, 45 years.
I knew who she was, so I might have been suspicious if I hadn't.
Did you ever try to do that, like, through the senior center, or?
Oh, yeah, I did that, too. But I don't know, you didn't get a response from the men. Well, that's why I got some. That's where they knew some of them from, of course. And even when I first went, especially when I was president, but I got on more then. But whenever we're down since then, it's usually playing cards, and then you don't see too much of anybody. But they could still, every now and then, one of them walk to me and ask, oh, you do so and such a thing, you know. Or they have me help with something that if they have their own, like, something that belongs to the senior citizen doesn't work. I built a good big coat rack for them. We saw the coat rack. I built a good big long pipe coat rack. But that was before they remodeled, and we still let me have it back. Because I can imagine the city got it, was probably in the dump by now. But anyway, I'm pretty busy down there.
You know, in some communities, people organize to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah.
In Brattleboro, I don't know how it worked out, but like retired businessmen formed an organization where they would advise you on business matters. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard how they meet out.
But that's what the Office for the Age is supposed to be doing. But in that, I think mostly legal. Mm. More than anything else.
Yeah. Mm. You were telling me the other day about the importance of still being able to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
I think that's part of what keeps you healthy, too.
I think that has, well, it's got to have a lot to do with it, because I don't think any different than anybody else. If I got to, I couldn't work. If you just go and sit, that's it as far as I'm concerned, and it's been proven time and time again. Because even before I got to this age myself and got in with the rest of with the crowd, I noticed this in the old country, when somebody had a farm and they had a son, they turned the farm over to the son. And he'd take over, and they lived in the other end of the house in a small apartment, and they never even come out for help or anything, or even had to talk to their son about what should be done, or give a hand. They just sat, and I always found that they just didn't last. And it was the same way if they didn't have a son, there was a son-in-law to do the same. But if they had no family, they'd sell the farm with the understanding that they lived down that end the rest of their life.
What age would people do that?
Well, I figured 60. I could be wrong, but somewhere in there. And I always felt that it looked to me like they were still able to work. That's what happened. But it seemed to me they could have gone probably another, as far as I was concerned, another 10 years. But I worked in a couple of places where they had that. The first place I worked in where they had it, the only difference there was that they did not go live in the other part of the house. They stayed right in and had the meals with us, including with the people that worked there. And she was always in the kitchen, always had a cup of coffee ready when I came to the house, right up to the last. Mm. They didn't move up, but I could see that house too, you know.
That would make a difference with a woman too, probably, if she got shuffled off to a back apartment.
Yeah, but she didn't. And he was the same way. Now all of him work didn't help him much. He was always walking, regardless of how far you walk. Some of the fields were a long ways away, because so many times you had that went along the road, you know, quite a distance, rather than be as big and wide the way they were made as they were. Sometimes you're right, in a small village, that's just the way it seemed to wind down, over like wagon spokes, wheel spokes, you know. You have your farm right here, right in the village, you know. And then your land was right along here, and then the next farm up had the same thing. So,
Do you think
that the man there in this place, right, the first time, I was only 14 men, he was always walking out. He walked down in the barn. I had to carry And I was, you know, walk on the bond. He never gave me an order. He was always walking around and looking what he was doing. So he'd walk out in the field and never help with anything, but he kept happy there. Regardless of the weather, he was always out walking. And he played, he and I played chess. That was the first time I ever played chess. That's why I learned to play chess. Am I out?
Oh, I didn't know chess was a universal game.
Oh, it sure is. Mm-hmm. That is of anything. You must have read about the Russians and their champions.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, the Americans and the Russians are usually two countries. Right. Not countries, actually, but I mean, nationalities.
Some people, when they retire, do a lot of volunteer work.
And yeah, well, that's what I started. That's what I included. But I go over mobile meals in a hospital for 9 years. Because I got sort of, because of the construction, we never knew where the food was going to be for sure, or whether we had the right thing, but we weren't being checked out like we were when I first started, in the first 9 years. And that's why I quit that. And then, of course, I still go up and play cards every Wednesday afternoon. That's also posted. I mean, that's probably after all, that's volunteer work. That's for the good of the patient. Now, well, we might even say that would help us too.
Because it gives you something to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you're interviewing Father?
Mm-hmm.
Are you taping it?
Mm-hmm.
We're taking you too, when you talk.
That's okay.
She wasn't supposed to
interview me. Don't worry about that. And she's not going to use it all anyway.
No.
But you got to ask questions too, you know. I can't.
Yeah, I know. You're doing fine, though. When you look back, no, when you were a younger man and you looked like forward into the future, did you have like goals that you set for yourself?
No, I never did.
No.
I said that the other night. No, I just never did. I mean, I've been accused of by one of my younger brothers, I won't say which one, of being dull and not giving a darn because I didn't worry about anything or set any plans like that. I mean, I just, well, if I could get a good job and have a family, raising family and have. I never worried about having the best and biggest yards. Maybe I should have, but you've also got to stop and think of where we were raised. Because it was so, well, that's just the way it was. If your father was a farmer, 9 times out of 10, that's what you were, very few to walk away from. Very seldom you hear somebody taking quick farming, going to college or anything like that, and doing anything. That's what you were. And if your father was a carpenter, you usually a carpenter. Because the trades in Denmark were working entirely different anyway, but maybe they were here long ago. But the very few people would even think of doing any carpenter work for their own. They would always hire carpenters. But the same way electrician and any other.
So was it usually the children of carpenters that became carpenters?
Yeah. The majority of them, that's the way they were. Now, of course, that could have changed too since in the 50 years since we left, but that's the way it was.
Why did your father come over here?
Well, he had been here before. He evidently had, whether you could call that ambition or not, I don't know, because Dad wasn't much for discussing anything with anybody, so I don't know. I couldn't say that for sure. But he had been here. He was away when I was born.
Oh.
And came home again then. How he got started, you know, my younger brother Mac, and I told you that before, I don't know. I told my younger brother Mac was working in one of these small villages. And a farm, and then not a farm. Farms can be real close together in the village, you know, all of the land was way out. And there was another fellow there that he got together with, was a brother to Lawrence Peterson, you know, to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent him a ticket to come over, and he didn't want to come.
Oh.
So Matt got his ticket. Now, whether that was arranged by the letter or anything else, or whether he just took it and came, I never found out for sure, but that's how we all got started. Well, he
so
was
Mac there. Was the first one that actually came over.
So he came over, he was here less than a year, and he set for Dad. Well, then Dad came over, and he borrowed money to have us come over. And those older ones, we worked the ticket off on the farm where we worked, see.
So like the farmer would pay for the ticket?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'd pay for the ticket, and we owe him the money. And they didn't expect us to just pay that off right away. We were hired for so much a month, and we get so much a month too, see, but they kept so much a month out of it, out of what we were supposed to have too. And it worked out, but then the younger ones, Dad had paid for. We signed a note, us the older ones are old enough to sign it. We signed a note with Dad.
But you would help pay for it.
Yeah. you don't want to get that in your record when you put it down, because that doesn't belong in there, but I'm just testing your information. And that's where they got slack, you know. And they were, after we had all left, I left, but there was the place where I worked that he had that note, got away. And I left because of my eye. I talked about the top of my eye. It was almost like a 2-day gap for the longest time. I had to quit. The doctor told me that. Definitely had to get out all that dust and dirt, which I did. And then the rest of them started slacking on it, you know. Jacob's name was on there, and Mac couldn't find the one, but he was in the service. And they served papers, I tried to serve papers on Jack and at Kodak. And I didn't tell him I would pay it. He came down and talked to me, going over, I brought to see a lawyer local here. Yeah, they came after me too, in Geneva.
Because your name was on it too?
Yeah, because I was easier to get to.
So did you end up paying most of it?
I ended up paying most of it. It wasn't a big sum, but it was just the way it was done.
So when you...
It sounds like I'm hanging out, because the same thing happened to the gravestone in Bologna too.
Oh, that's right, you told me that.
Well,
you ended
don't
up
get that in your...
No.
Yeah, get something else.
Well, you were telling me a story about a school teacher the other night.
Yeah, well, it was just like we talked about some... you and I got starting at this, but we're talking about what people, how they did their work, how few people take interest in their work, and the 1 hour in the world they can stay the whole day of work if they just come to get their paycheck.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I remember way back that belonged to a club, and we had a club for just mainly to hold dances. We had that went in the dance hall, and we had a Christmas party, and the children went out. Well, I could figure out anywhere, but I didn't naturally have it in. And we were cleaning out, and I was sweeping the floor. I got all done. I got talking to the minister, to the preacher. No, the teacher. I meant okay. And he had looked. I can't remember the exact words, but he says, "You'll do all right." He said, "I was watching you sweep." He said, "You do your work like that, and you won't have any trouble." He said, "You do a good job." Just such a simple thing as sweeping the floor. Well, it is, but it boils down to. If you can't take interest in it, the guy will go for the job there. If you're doing it, it's your job to do your best on it. And I think that helps everybody a lot. I don't know how anybody can, this is an unreasonable, I'd never go to work any place where it didn't be an assembly line, because I don't know how you could possibly get interested enough in it. Although you know, by the time you get through, they get a car put together, your part is in there done good, and there's something wrong, it isn't yours, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
And the way I've been there, that's just one reason I always put, I prefer the smaller farms, even in Denmark. Or the same way, I had better, I wouldn't even care to work at the hospital right now, because everything is so big and so, I mean, it's not the same as it was when I first went. For sure, I worked harder than anybody who followed me, that's for sure, but today it's not.
But then in terms of goals, you really did set the goal of yourself that you would do well at whatever you do,
I definitely did that.
I guess I didn't mean goals in the sense of I want to make a million or I want to own a big house. And,
because our advantage, the one extent, because also had to be, when we went out, was that we had worked at home. We never went out looking for work. In Denmark, they came looking for us. All of us. That's all of us. I'm talking about the younger ones. The last one was Frank, because he worked with Jack in one place with Jack over there in another village, and they were away from where I was. But we were, Jacob was the highest paid man on there, but he was a little more than I was too. And I think I was the next, as far as working on a little farm where we were known. Only once I stopped, tried to go out of town and get a job, and it was just something different. They were looking for somebody to take care of the stock. Nothing but the cow, no horse in on that. There's nothing to do with old age, but anyway, this ad sounded kind of big, you know. And I went and talked to the man, and he sounded like he was interested enough in me to want to hire me. But I hadn't had too much experience with cows. I had a little boat, you know, when I was working. But then he started telling me, he said, well, I got thoroughbred. He said,
thoroughbred cows?
Not thoroughbred cows, no, that's not the right expression.
But that's, yeah.
I shouldn't know.
I don't know what you call a thoroughbred cow.
You don't call them that. Don't put that in them, it's super fodder.
Purebred?
That's not my father in there talking, don't tell
that. Purebred or?
Oh, yeah, sure, you could say it that way. Yeah, that's more like it. And he says, of course, if I lose one calf, I lose so much, you know. So before he did all this before he asked me what I wanted. The salary. I said, thank you. That's all I need to know. I don't want the job. Are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. I don't want it.
Afraid he'd hold you responsible if anything went wrong.
Well, it was more than I had had enough experience for that, because that's all. That's pretty darn important.
Yeah.
And I always worked, as I say, over there on the smaller farms. I like it better.
So
my dad was just the opposite from way back when he was young. He always worked on the bigger farms. And there was other things that was against that, which they got also the bums or the tramps. And I was walking all over the country getting a job, and then they just worked to make a dollar now and then, but never holding down a steady job.
And they'd work on the big farms?
Yeah, they always worked on the big farms, of course.
Did your father have a farm too?
Or? Yeah, he had a small farm there. Well, that was on the sheriff's. It was belonged to one of these big estates, you know, they are. Well, I would say oil. This one was a baron owned this one.
Huh.
They owned all that. There was two. Pretty big woods. We live right next to one of them. And we live right next to one of those. Well, in fact, our land went up to the woods, and they had a fence around the woods.
Hmm.
The only place you could get in was right where the road was. And then you were about a half a mile, or maybe a mile, and there was another. There was 200 men on this estate right in there where we lived.
So you'd have, was there like a little village on the estate, or?
No, these were small farms. They were all, well, not all small farms. They're too close. The ones to us were the bigger farm right out in there. It was them where I went to work. They had, we had four boys and a man. Boy, one boy. And, because they had their own two maids and family. They were the father and the son of the two families in the house there.
So what did farming on shares mean? It meant he had to give part of whatever
he
raised?
Not in this case, not like, you shouldn't even use that expression over there, no. And you rented them, so we rented them more than anything. You paid them so much a year for it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was yours. It was up to you.
So you didn't have to pay a percentage of your crop, you just had to pay a rent?
That's what they do over here. My dad did it here out on the white farm, and that's what that was. So much percentage on what you took in. But that was didn't have very big, because you could live on small farms over there, it's unbelievable. You could make a living on 12 acres of land. I don't know, maybe you wouldn't call it a living when you're used to some of the big things you see around here, but I wasn't only 18 acres. But of course then Dad had the milk off and half a day, every day of the week, 7 days a week, you know. I took milk to the dairy.
Mm.
And dairy was owned by the farmers, it was a co-op. Dad got so much for picking the milk up, and he picked the milk up and took it in there and waited and got the skim milk and took it back to the farmers.
He did that and kept his own farm up too.
Yeah.
So you ended up not farming mostly because of your eyes.
And that was
back
over here. I farmed over there. I got away. Well, I did find a farm with Dad there, you know, to help him out on the way. But there was two more down there. Mm-hmm.
But is that why you didn't stay in farming?
Yeah.
Because the doctor said not to?
Well, it was hard to make me see that with the boy. I don't know. Do you
think you would rather have been a farmer?
I don't know. I don't know now. I don't know. I like the job I had up there. I never complained about the work. And I thought somebody wasn't doing right by me, that was a different story.
Not all of your brothers ended up farmers either. Did any of them?
No, none of them did. No. They had a farm for a while too, but that was just like ours. Out there, it was the same.
Yeah. How old did your father live to be?
Hmm?
How old did Papa live to be?
86.
86.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there were 54 grandchildren, 36 great grandchildren.
Incredible.
I don't even know what it is today.
How was he near the end? Was he healthy too, pretty much?
Yes, he sure was. Mm-hmm. He wounded himself more than any other. He wounded his feet over here. He worked in the canal. I'm not sure. I always kept saying it was the Erie Canal, but I'm not sure which one he worked in now. But he worked in one. The first time he was over here, he froze his feet and they were never right after that. Huh. And then he had a hernia that he didn't have taken care of toward the last, but that was not until just 2 years before he died.
Toward the end, he just kind of lived with different children, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, just had some other ones. The last chap he had, he was lucky enough to get enough to spend on the station in the maintenance and live in the house I just passed it. Probably showed you where that.
Yeah.
Just at the corner.
Now that's probably the only place I remember. I remember somewhere out that way.
Yeah, well, that was where he was when, that's where he came, that's where they lived when mama died. And
yeah.
She died down in the maintenance house down in the room.
How old was your mother when she died?
Well, do you remember? Was she 65, huh?
68.
68, and you could be like, I knew in the 60s, I wasn't too sure.
People probably worked a lot harder physically. I mean, she must have worked a lot harder physically.
Did
she ever?
Sure did. Some of the things she did.
Which, in some
one
ways,
thing that my, she didn't work in the field like my,
no.
My father's mother did. They had a small farm. Enjoy how he was. She had to be out with him just like mother's
kids. Oh, Bob and Helen? Yeah.
He had, they were such a small, the farm was so small, he only had one horse. It wouldn't have been very big because he wouldn't work too much farming. He'd have it out, walking along, have it lying, but he'd have steered the plow.
Hmm.
And no sense to that, but you don't need that. You just put the line on your neck. You sure want to walk along over the farm.
And she probably had to go back and do the rest of the work.
Yeah.
In the house.
Sure. He had to be out with him. Or pitch. No, I won't say what it's like. Pitch something. I almost said pitch shit.
Oh.
Pitch manure, let's put it. Anything. All that, you know. Yeah, too. Yeah, she did a good job with all those children she had. She sold for even for the boys. I don't know, I can't remember her work, but I remember last year at houses she made. I didn't like them, but I wore them. But she did pretty good with the girls. We were poor, like plain English, but we always had something to eat in the other farm. We never suffered any. And we were all well enough clothes, so we didn't, a lot of worse off than we were. We were older, they had 11 of them. But this, of course, why we went out to work early. I think Dora was the last one about, she was the last one over there. I think she went out too when she was 11. They went usually to a farm, you know.
Hard to imagine, that's like at Kirsten's age. Wow.
That's when I went out too. Well, I went out in May. I went out in May, went to work in May, and I was 12 in July, in June. So I really was almost 12 when I went out. Of course, naturally, you got your woman board and $2.
Did you take the $2 back to your family?
No, that's one thing we never did. No.
So you were just no longer a burden to them?
Once we got out, we went home, yeah. So, I know someone, I mean, somebody over here did, I tell you, especially, I know a lot of them were doing it.
They'd earn their money and take it back.
Take it back, yeah. And their father let them have just so much for himself, I suppose. No, he never asked any.
So did you go far from home?
No, we weren't too far from home. Well, we were far enough home that we wouldn't, away from the home every day and all that, because we all had bicycles, you know. I probably was the one that stayed the closest. I don't think I got quite as far away as the others. And even where they were wasn't that far. You'd get home in after going on a bicycle. Which meant, of course, we didn't get home much in the winter.
When you look at the future now, how long do you see yourself continuing to work?
Well, I don't know, about another 10 years at least. I have no problem with, that is, with a part-time job anyway, the type of job I have.
You were lucky that they were willing to hire you. Of course, that's actually not the thing. So they're lucky to have you.
Yeah, well, yeah,
at this stage,
we both are. Let's both be honest about it. I'm sure they know it too. Because you see, when Marlon wanted to hire me, I said no twice. And the day he came, met me in the hall, he said, Andy, we're going to break ground up there today, and we want you on the payroll. I've been thinking it over. And if I can handle that 6 years, I could retire. It's going to be moonlighting now. So he said, well, how much do you want an hour? I said, I don't want to get paid by the hour. I said, well, I'm prepared there quickly. I said, I could be in there 5 minutes one day, an hour the next, or 2 days, I'll be in every day. And I said, right now, like I want to tell you this, the hospital comes first. Everyone, I have just been there 25 years.
So you had that job before you retired?
Oh, yeah, this is moonlighting there for 6 years. I said, you got to realize that if there's anything wrong down here, I'm not coming down here during the day. And I'm not going to call away from, yeah, from anything. If I can handle it in my spare time, I have to improve it, all right. But the hospital comes first, because that's my job. It worked out all right. And it also worked for them, because you know what they would say. And it was, I do all of them, electric plumber, refrigerator, whatever they are, they seldom have any help. I don't listen to the doctors.